even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are back now, hour number two, for the next 30 minutes. Our guest is Byron Wine, and we are talking, yes, about energy, but energy alternatives more than anything, and what that really means to us, and the fact that we have seen roadblocks in the way of real energy. Like one caller said last night to our guest, Lindsay Williams, it's coming from both directions. One, from the pipeline being controlled or shut down by the government, to the other end of it, which is really about having the ability to conserve energy and save from that point of view. So no matter how you slice the pie, again, it comes down to the same problem. And quite frankly, right now, Byron, we are in a situation where people are being lulled to sleep again. You see the Hurricane Katrina after effects. They're gone. You see, you guys out there, you guys been telling us that they're going to go to $5, $6 a gallon. Well, look, Rick, it's come down to, in some places, to $2.17 for regular. So, you see, you were wrong.
How grateful I am that it's come down to that.
Yeah. Hey, it's come way down. Yeah. It hasn't come down to what it should be.
No.
And, of course, that's the gimmick. And the next crisis, and we are expecting more, far more. We can see it go way up again, come down a little bit, and guess what? Still higher than it ever was before.
Yeah,
and that's the whole goal.
Yeah, it's all money. That's the whole thing. How much can we take from the public?
In fact, look
at our tax situation. Yeah. Now they want to remove the homeowner's tax benefit. You
mm-hmm.
know, the interest that you pay on your home loan, they
mm-hmm.
want to take that away from you. So we're not going to raise taxes. We're just not going to let you have that deduction anymore.
You know, Karl Marx said you got to wipe out the middle class, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to have communism. Now, the Congress of the United States, the White House, all of these politicians, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. They're both been doing what Karl Marx said must be done in his manifesto. Now, there aren't many in the U.S. Congress who will admit to being members of the Communist Party or Marxist or what have you. And yet, they are doing exactly what Karl Marx said in his manifesto, who was paid to write at the behest of the super-rich, multi-billionaire banking families.
That's correct.
Now, that's exactly what's happening today, no matter who's responsible for it. The middle class has to be eliminated, Byron. Has to be done away with.
Yeah, I've read a lot of stuff about how the Russian Revolution was financed by the American banks.
Absolutely. New York, London, and Paris. You got it right. All right, we got other callers that we'll go to when we come back, because I see the clock ticking, and we got a quick break coming up, and then we'll have plenty of time to talk. So get on the line right now. If you have a comment or a question from anywhere in the world, you can do so. Our guest, Byron Wine, and again, he is dealing with energy alternatives on his websites, and we'd like to hear from you and see what your suggestions or comments may be. On Republic Broadcasting Network, my name is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and our number, quite simply, is 1-800-313-9443. Remember, jot it down now, 800-313-9443. We'll put you right through. And Doug from Bastrop, Texas, will be next on the line. You can follow him in the next 25 minutes with our guest, Byron Wine, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Be right back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we're back with energy expert Byron Y. And we are going to go back to our phones, 800-313-9443. Douglas from Texas, hello, you're on the program.
Radio Avenger, yeah. Over there. And the energy expert.
Well, I don't think I'm an expert, but I do have a little information.
I think he knows more than I do.
Well,
anybody knows more than I. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, Doug.
Anybody, you meant to say anybody except Doug knows more than what you know. But anyway... You realize that gasoline, 1 gallon of gasoline has the energy equivalent of 22 pounds of dynamite, trinitrotoluene, and there's nothing that burns in a solid or liquid state. Everything has three states, solid, liquid, gaseous. So gasoline, if you atomize it, that's just spraying little drops of liquid in there through a carburation system. But vapor of gasoline is very potent because it's already in the gaseous form. And these carburetors have been around for 100 years that can, you know, triple, quadruple, or whatever the performance of an automobile. But they've never been allowed to exist, because they're always the inventor gets bought out or killed or whatever. You agree with that statement?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. In fact, I can document that.
Okay.
So look what happened to Tom Ogle. He had a 200-mile-per-gallon automobile, and he died of drug overdose. Drug and alcohol overdose, 26 years old.
Yeah.
And he wasn't known to be a drinker or an alcoholic, huh?
Nope.
Right. So that's, you know, they play just as much. That should tell anybody in their right mind that this is all just a big game. It's driven by greed. And the Lord said the love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, we all see eye to eye on that.
Rick, I have a story the gentleman may want to read. Mm-hmm. About a man who had a carburetor that was getting well over 100 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
He had an automobile painted bright yellow with writing on the side that, telling everybody about what he was doing. And this guy was put in prison because he was trying to put this thing into production. Mm-hmm. And I've got a link to a story about him on my webpage. And the man finally gave up in the United States and moved to China so he could start building his device.
Is this Red China or Free China?
Well, it's current China.
So it's Communist China?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice? So maybe there's some truth to the idea that we are less free than the Communists.
That's probably true, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Would you concur in that assessment, Douglas?
Less free than the communists. Are you talking about the communists in the United States or elsewhere?
Well, I guess I'd be saying elsewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd say we might have them beat a little bit because we still got Britney Spears and MTV.
So we're worse off than what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. I'll buy that. Thank you very much, Doug. Good call. Thank you. 800-313-9443. Doug always has a word of wisdom. Brian in Austin, Texas, you're next. Hi.
Hello. I just wondering what miles per gallon Mr. Wine's vehicle that he drives gets.
About 35 miles per gallon. It's a 99 Honda Civic.
Have you not been able to utilize any of this technology yourself that you're talking about?
Where I live, if you modify a vehicle, you can't get a license for it.
Okay.
So the answer is no.
Okay. I guess they got us, huh?
Well, unfortunately, until the people get up in arms about it and start demanding that this technology be produced, yes, they do have us.
Yep.
Same thing as last night's program, you see. Lindsay Williams told you to get off your duff. Get everybody screaming and yelling. Go to Washington with your pitchforks and what have you, and do what you got to do. But right now there's a dog and pony show going on, and it never get anywhere. It's all there to make them look good and us be lulled to sleep. But if the American people understood what's being done to them, I don't think there'd be many seats in Washington. They'd be empty right now, but the gallows would be full, my friend. Thank you, Brian, for your call, too. I appreciate it. That's a good call. Whereabouts do you live, by the way, Byron?
Manassas, Virginia.
In a state like Virginia, we think of Patrick Henry, and we think of the Founding Fathers, and we think of all of the patriots that came out of that colony and that state of Virginia. And here you are. If you did something that would be sensible and economical and viable, you wouldn't be able to get a license. You wouldn't be able to drive. You'd be probably put in jail, huh?
It's a possibility, yep.
Yeah. I mean, this is insane. This is where America is at today.
Now, see, it wouldn't make any difference whether your car would pass the emission test or not. The fact would remain that you modified an automobile, and that's illegal.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that the last time. We talked about the catalytic converters.
Yeah, which is a stove. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we should mention that again, by the way. Yeah, the stove. When you say that, really, people don't understand what a gimmick this is all about. Tell us about the catalytic converter. What it really does is
the function
nothing.
Of the catalytic converter is to burn the gasoline the engine doesn't.
Right, right.
Now, years ago, I had a big Mercury station wagon. Came equipped from the factory with dual exhaust. The catalytic converter was on one side, and the other side had nothing. It was just, you know, just straight through the muffler. And every time you take that car in for inspection, they would always check the side of the catalytic converter.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make any sense.
Well, who says government has to make sense?
Yeah, well, they demonstrate that every day, I think.
Yeah, but government, like George Washington said, is the fearful master. It is brute force, and that's all it is. Like a fire, it becomes out of control, if not controlled. And we today, are, unfortunately, are no longer the masters of our own destiny, if we ever were. We are the serfs. And they are the masters. Now, that's the way the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
And energy is just one of many facets of this. Unfortunately, energy is the most important because, you know, we can argue over pharmaceuticals and we can argue over school choice and we can argue over all of these other things. But if we don't have energy, we really do not have freedom, period.
That's correct.
You know, I mean, ever since the days of Sir Francis Drake, we have changed. We have made the lifestyle of Americans far higher than any in the face of the earth. And now that has gone the other way. We are beginning to go down the road to a third world nation. And it's happening right before our very eyes. Let's take another call. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Good.
And
thank
your guest,
you.
I didn't get his name, but I wanted to call
Byron. Him. Byron Wine.
All right, Byron. I wanted to comment on something. In Pennsylvania, you can have a modified license plate. You can also have, like, an antique or a classic or a street rod and things like that. Then you'd be able to modify your engine. But granted, if the car has all the emission crap on it, which really doesn't do any good anyway, you're not allowed to do that. But if you have an older car that doesn't have that stuff, or if you have an antique or a classic tag, you can, by all means, do whatever you want to that car.
That's probably true, but unfortunately, I don't have the resources to get into a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm retired, and I just don't have the ability to do that.
Right. Well, I mean, if anybody, you know, else, I mean, I myself have old cars, and I prefer old cars as to new cars. I mean, you look at under the hood of an old car, you see a motor, and that's all you see. You look under the car of a new car, you see wires, plumbing, thing. You think a plumber would get lost under those cars.
And something else used to steal in the old cars were updraft carburetors, which you don't see anymore.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you can have a regular two-barrel or a four-barrel Holley or a Quadrajet or an Otolite four-barrel or so. I mean, you could do that kind of stuff to those cars and, you know, get that kind of mileage. And, you know, another thing, the cars, when you have them that old, you can tag them one time and that's it. They don't have to be re-tagged. They don't have to be anything. You know, they're tagged for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure other states have similar registration practices for their cars if you do want to register your car. But with just a thought, I just wanted to call in and mention that just in case some other listeners were wondering about that.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, excellent different points.
Rick,
yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Back in August when this started with you on the radio, I started getting all kinds, this is not related to energy, but just to show you what goes on. I started getting all kinds of attacks on my computer,
mm-hmm.
and some of them were very sophisticated. People went in and actually changed my file transfer protocol program mm-hmm. so I couldn't update my website.
Mm.
And I've had documents disappear, email disappear. I've had things happen to my computer that I've contacted various virus software manufacturers that they have never seen before.
That's incredible.
And it got so darn bad, I had to put in another computer just for the Internet.
Wow.
To protect the information I had on another computer.
Whew.
So now I don't care. In fact, last week, or week before last, they tried to shut down my website in New Zealand.
Again?
Yeah, people just, mm-hmm. you know, there's stuff out there you're not supposed to know.
Well, unfortunately, that validates everything we've been saying about these conspiracies, my friend. We'll be back with our guest, Byron Wine, and Joe, our next caller, to wrap things up in this half hour. I'm Rick Adams.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara. 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Radio Avenger is back, and we're going to round out this segment of the program tonight with our guest, Byron Wine. And we'll have him once again give you all of his websites that you can see if you can log on to, and without crashing, hopefully.
Yeah.
And with us is our caller, Joe, from Rhode Island. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good.
Can I say hello to Byron?
You certainly may.
How are you, sir?
Good, thank you, Byron. I understand you're from Manassas, Virginia.
That's correct, sir.
Is it possible you're also of the tribe of Manassas?
I don't know.
One of the 12 tribes. One of the 12 lost tribes, 10 lost tribes of Israel.
All Not right. to my knowledge, but who knows?
You never know.
You know, many scholars refer to America as the tribe of Manassas. Of Manassas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And in the Hebrew, Manasseh means forgetful.
Well, that could be me.
It suits our country and sometimes us to a T. I'd like to quote one scripture, if I could.
Well, you may. Go ahead. Give us a scriptural understanding here.
Genesis 28:14.
Mm-hmm.
And thy seed... This is the Abrahamic covenant
mm-hmm.
that God made with the Abrahamic seed line. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. question, Byron. Is our nation today a blessing to all nations of the earth?
I don't think so. We're a controlled group, mm-hmm. or a controlled civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, when you talk with them about this stuff, they look at you with big eyes like, what are you smoking?
Yeah.
And they won't look into these things for themselves. They read the local papers and they believe what's there.
Oh, yes.
They listen to local news broadcasts and they believe what's there. If you look at my website, there are many examples of that, of where I got a letter I wrote to the president of NBC News and even sent him a CD with all kinds of documentation on it and never heard from him. So, no, I don't think we're an example to the rest of the world.
Joe, does that answer your question?
So that promise to Abraham's seed has been removed.
Sure seems like it.
Yeah.
The conditions that the Heavenly Father placed for us being blessed in our all aspects of our lives, if we obey His law, the first five books of the Scriptures, if we obey His law, we'd be almost perfect.
When we fall away from that, yeah.
Then you receive just the opposite.
I think from the Scriptures we've been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Wouldn't you say, Joe?
You know, to those who are given much, much is expected.
That's right.
And, you know, if you forget who the source of your success is from, then I'm sure he's going to not be too interested in coming to your aid.
There you
quickly.
Go. Thank you, Joe. Well put. Thank you, brother. All right. Quickly, we want to give the websites, and we'll take one more call. Go ahead. Once again, Byron Wine. People want to get on your website.
Okay. In the U.S., www.gasgouging.com/Byron, B-Y-R-O-N. In the New Zealand area, byronw.www, the numeral 1, host, host.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also got another one, www.byronwine.com. That's also in the United States.
There you go. Pretty easy. Pretty good stuff. All right, Wade in Florida. You'll be our last call in this segment. Hello, Wade.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Good, good. I'd like to talk to you guys about hydrogen power.
All right, we only have a minute, but go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that the hydrogen combustion engine was invented many years ago. We should have been running on it 40 years ago, and I think mm-hmm. there's no reason right. anybody can give me why we're not running on it now other than politics and corruption. And there, and all these other things you guys are talking about, you know, high-tech catalytic converters and whatnot, I mean, they're nice, but they don't address the problem. And this is mm-hmm. the absolute final solution. It is the best solution, but it's the one that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
Every single major car company out there has a model right now of a hydrogen combustion engine, but they're not allowed to release it. I just want to get that information out there so people will start.
Well, the regular gasoline-powered engine will also run on hydrogen with no modifications.
Yeah, I think it requires some modification, but it's very little. It's about a $2,000 kit you could do to your car.
Well, take a look at some of the patents on our website for using hydrogen, and they're pretty simple things.
What are guys like us going to do about this? I mean, our government is literally destroying the planet for the money of a few people.
I hate to keep saying it's politics, but that's the problem. If we had some, and it's an oxymoron, honest politicians,
mm-hmm.
we could be doing some things.
Well, that I think it's gone beyond that. I think we have to really start taking some drastic actions here, or we're facing annihilation.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. Remember, it's all about control. Thank you very much for your call, my friend. And, Byron, it's a pleasure once again having you with us. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Byron White, thank you very much. Byron Wine. All right, I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back with another quick segment, but a very informative one, on hate legislation in just about 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Hey, and we are back. And now in this last half hour segment, we are going to be switching gears a little bit, and we are going to be talking about the bill that has been defeated now twice in the Senate, both in committee and an attempt to add it on and resurrect it from committee to another bill. And that is the so-called anti-hate bill, as it has been called. And with me now to update us on that situation is Reverend Ted Pike from www.truthtellers.org. Hello, Ted Pike.
Hello, Rick. Good evening.
Yes. Well, good evening to you. And, well, I guess that things have turned out to be, at least in the short run, not as dire as we had thought a few weeks ago, huh?
Well, I had several conversations with Senator Frist's office several days ago, and they are assuring the whole world that Senator Frist absolutely will not allow Senator Edward Kennedy to try to reintroduce his federal hate law. That's S-1145. Frist is going to block him at every juncture through the rest of this term of Congress, of the Senate. And if Frist is true to his word, then it will mean that basically that the federal hate law is virtually dead.
Mm-hmm. Now, this came after much lobbying, as you know, and probably would have passed without even breathing
any sigh on the part of many of the senators had there not been so much opposition generated in the last few weeks particularly. I would gather you'd agree with that, huh?
Oh, yes. I think probably the definitive moment was Judiciary on October 20th. In the weeks leading up to that, the listeners to alternative talk radio, particularly Republic and Genesis networks, are really marshaled, and we were able to focus a tremendous amount of criticism and appeals not to pass the hate bill on the 8 Republican Senate Judiciary members.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like focusing sunlight through a glass prism. It caused Orrin Hatch to catch fire and take courage, and it really caused these 8 members of the Republican Senate Judiciary to really become very, very focused on this. And the incredible happened. Senator Edward Kennedy, who had it all, he had everything going his way. He had a majority in the Senate Judiciary. It was 10-8. He could dictate the terms of the passage of the hate bill from the House of Representatives on toward the floor of the Senate. He could dictate there'd be no change in language, no necessity of going to conference, which has always been disastrous for the hate bill. It was really a done deal. It was a very, very dark moment in American history as this Orwellian legislation was literally fated to become passed by the Senate and perhaps even the law of the land. But what happened was that Senator Kennedy seems to have tremendous support and pressure placed upon him at the same time from the pedophile lobby, the emerging pedophile lobby in Congress. And this, of course, represents the North American Man-Boy Love Association, mm-hmm. and so on. These are people who are the scum of the earth, who sexually abuse and rape little boys and girls and so on. But as Kennedy seems to be in such a debt to them or under such blackmail from them,
uh-huh.
that even though he had the hate bill in the bag after literally 30 years of attempting to get that passed, he gave up his position of advantage because there was something that he wanted even more from these 8 Republicans. And what he really wanted was for them to water down the Sex Offender Registration Act, which is a Republican, conservative, family-oriented bill,
uh-huh.
protecting children and rather intimidating to pedophiles. He wanted that watered down so that his pedophile supporters would not be punished as strictly as it was going to do. And so the Republicans realized that even though they were in a position of a disadvantage numerically, Kennedy wanted something from them, and because they were on high alert because of the result of all of these calls coming in, they decided to strike a deal with Kennedy, and they said to Kennedy, well, if you will not press to add your hate bill, which was S-1145, mate that together with the House version, which was passed on September 14th,
mm-hmm.
if you'll decline that, And in fact, do it later as a motion before the Senate, we will make a deal with you, and we will water down our Children's Protection Act somewhat. Kennedy took the deal. He basically threw away all of his positions of advantage, condemning, at the very least, this bill to go to conference. And I'm sure even that he knew at that time that Bill Frist would never allow him to rise to his feet and demand that it be reattached to the Sex Offenders Registration Act. So this was a completely unexpected and, I believe, a very, very providential intervention in American history to kill the hate bill, essentially, this time around in Congress.
Well, that seems to be the end of it for this session.
Yes, that's right. And Frist's office tells me that they will not allow Senator Kennedy, even during the winter in the next session, to try to revive the hate bill. They have different legislation. It looks like if Frist is true to his word, and he has been, he's been an outspoken critic of hate crimes legislation. I am very familiar with his stance and his place as a watchdog there as a Senate Majority Leader. I believe he will be true to his word.
Well, that's if he remains as leader. And there are
there is an attempt behind the scenes. The Democrats are being thrown out as the wolves, but whoever's behind them, there is an attempt to try to get Bill Frist now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
With Tom DeLay, and part of this may be this surreptitious group of individuals behind the scenes,
yes,
who are orchestrating movement of this bill. Interestingly enough, the ADL, I've been on their website just recently but have not had the opportunity to go on every day since the killing of the bill. Were you following what the ADL's reaction was to this?
I really haven't had time. Mm-hmm. I have asked this question pointedly to Senator Kennedy's staff and to Senator Smith, Gordon Smith of Oregon's staff, and they are quite evasive. They don't seem to know anything about anything. They'll return my phone calls, but I can't get any kind of a statement from them. I believe they really have egg on their face, and it's very embarrassing what Senator Kennedy has done. I believe that his days are over now. They've got to be over as a champion and an exponent of the ADL homosexual agenda for bringing hate crimes to America.
Well, you know, the story of the ADL, the so-called Anti-Defamation League, is they will always seek to find another little lackey to do their bidding. And even if Ted Kennedy's days are numbered and they can no longer find any use from him, they certainly can move on to any number,
yes,
of other lackeys that they can count on to do their bidding for them. So that is the need to keep a watchful eye, I would say, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. But at the same time, we have to realize that Senator Smith of Oregon and Senator Kennedy seem to be losing their position of advantage or even willingness to go to bat for the hate crimes legislation. After this outrage in Philadelphia last year, and there was so much bad publicity, predictably, Senator Smith of Oregon, who has always been the champion of the hate bill, has pretty much retired from any public position as far as getting on the microphone or the TV camera in favor of hate legislation. I think probably the same thing might happen with Kennedy, and this is very significant. You see, what we're trying to do is not just defeat this hate bill. We're wanting a general educational program which will prejudice senators and members, mm-hmm, of Congress from identifying with the hate bill. It'll become so unpopular they won't want to be the spokesman for it. They will decline that. They won't instinctively go toward supporting this in the knee jerk way that they have always done.
Well, if this is the case, and we feel that the Lord has answered prayer once again, and this has been defeated, and we're nearing the end of the year now, and the session that we have forestalled, yet this other attempt to impose upon we, talk show hosts, internet, and others, a muzzle that would prevent us from speaking out on a variety of issues. This is certainly a blessing that has come about in a rather unexpected way, as you have said. Then we are grateful for this, and but we have to be mindful that Satan never sleeps, and as you know, at any time there is always the possibility that something may happen to propel this bill into the limelight and to somehow masquerade it as something else while getting it through. So, you know, I don't know about you, and I'm sure you feel the same way, but my antennae are still raised on this issue, and very highly, Reverend Pike.
Oh, yes. Well, that's just a given. The ADL and Kennedy and these people have always said they're never, never going to give up. But on the other hand, there has been an exponential interest in the subject of hate crimes legislation here in the last year. We have seen two major confoundings of the ADL and these Antichrist forces. We saw Lynn Abraham, the National Executive Director of a council member of the ADL, very, very rashly and foolishly arrest these 11 Christians last year in Philadelphia. That was a major blunder of the ADL. They were getting too aggressive, too fast, and it completely backfired. And then this fiasco in the Judiciary Committee, with the humiliation of the ADL and the homosexual lobby, as basically Kennedy turned on them, he cuckolded them, if you will, he jilted them and gave his first loyalty to the pedophile lobby. These are tremendous reversals, tremendous upsets for this Orwellian legislation. And meanwhile, the Congress is getting gradually educated. The people are getting very much educated. You know, 3 years ago, the ADL tried to rush their hate bill, exactly the same legislation, across the floor of the Senate. And just as several feisty Republicans stood up, like Senator Kyle of Arizona, and said, hey, wait a minute now, not so fast. Let's talk about this. Let's discuss this legislation. Mm-hmm. And nobody probably had read the bill. It was just being shot across the Senate floor. And Tom Daschle was so afraid of even letting senators have time to read this bill that he shelved the bill for the entire year. Now, what has happened during the last year, on the contrary, is that people have had access to tremendous education on this subject. In fact, the whole bill has been posted on my website with my commentary in red letters, and literally tens of thousands of people have come to my website and got a first-class education on exactly what this legislation means. And I'm sure that my commentary has been rooted even to staffers and members of Congress. So we are really breaking down the strength and the advantage of secrecy, which the ADL has counted on to bring hate laws into America. And I should mention that back in 1971, there was no organized opposition when B'nai B'rith Canada and the Canadian Jewish Congress were able to sneak their hate bill onto the Parliament in Ottawa. But we do have a real movement of vigilance, watchdogs, awakening here in the country, not only on the far right, but even people like Dobson and Falwell and Kennedy and so on are gathering together to keep a watch on this and alert their own constituents.
Well, Kennedy, and of course, in the case of Falwell, Falwell got on the shtick when it became apparent that his own hide would be on the line, you know, with a the sodomy legislation that he's been opposed to. And here it is ironic because you've got Jerry Falwell in bed figuratively with the ADL types on just about everything else. Uh-huh. But when push came to shove on this issue, you know, he took the right stand for the wrong reasons, I'm afraid,
in my opinion. That's right. And of course, you and I and many other talk shows hosts have been trying to get the new right leaders to begin an educational program year-round to educate the American people about these dangers, and that hasn't materialized, but I am very grateful that as soon as the hate bill did pass the House of Representatives on September 14th, these new right leaders did spring into action. Falwell, Concerned Women for America, and so on, went to bat and did a tremendous amount in bringing calls and attention to this. Mm-hmm. But what we have to have is a unified movement now during the next year, because the ADL, as you say, will reintroduce this bill, maybe in some chameleon form. I don't know.
Exactly.
But we have to watch them very closely and work together, everybody on the right and even the left, too. Liberals should be fighting this because, you know, the liberals of the 60s were the exponents of the free speech movement, the Berkeley free speech movement. They've lost that heritage. They've lost that vision of freedom of speech for everybody. And they need to regain that. All Americans will be adversely affected if hate laws become the law of the land.
Okay. And, Ted, before we break, let us have you give the, once again, your website is, of course, with the National Prayer Network, but your website, very briefly, is www.truthtellers.org, right?
That's right.
And your address is the Prayer Network, National Prayer Network. P.O. Box 8, was it 828?
Yes, it's 828. That's Clackamas, spelled C-L-A-C-K-A-M-A-S, Clackamas, Oregon, 97015.
All right. We're just about out of time on this segment, and I'll let you go. And thank you for the update. And people can obviously continue to stay informed by one of them, by your website at least.
Thank you
very much, Ted Pike.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Bye-bye now. Yep. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The latest update on the demise of the legislation, and at least temporarily. But it does go to prove one thing, that your calls and your letters and your vociferousness has not gone unrewarded in the eyes of the Lord. So just to show you, I know that there'll be many who'll be naysayers, and many say, well, what's the use? Why get involved? But, you know, every time you pray, every time you fast, every time you write and call, believe me, God listens and answers prayer. We'll be back to sum up tonight's program and be back with a word about tomorrow night in just about 3 minutes from now. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Yes, and we are back on this Wednesday night on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored Radio Free America, heard every weeknight, 8 to 10 Central Time. And tomorrow night, we have scheduled Tim Goodness to come back. He has been here a few months ago. It's been about 3 months since he last appeared. And Tim is involved with the Constitution Party in New England, also involved in homeschooling and many issues that are near and dear to our blessed Christian hearts. He will be with us tomorrow night. Also may have on, back by popular demand, one of our people involved with Republic Trading. I think he will be back, Jeff, and we'll see if we can arrange that for sure. Give him a few minutes to update us. And then, of course, Friday night, we will have the usual duet, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, the two of us together, philosophizing and just giving us an exposition on where we're at. That rounds out the week. And then next week we have scheduled some interesting people. We have the former New York City detective, Mr. Rothstein, back. He was here about 6 months ago, I guess. He'll be talking about many things, including the JFK assassination, Watergate, and much more. And then, let's see, we also have, I believe, next Tuesday night, we have Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, and we have a bunch of other people lined up coming up in the future as we head toward Thanksgiving. Now, let me take a moment or so to tell you from counterpunch.org, if he lied, he must be tried. Majority now favors impeachment. An astounding 53% of Americans in a new poll released today by Zogby, that was actually yesterday, finds that, and this is Zogby International, by the way, now support impeachment of President George Bush if it can be shown that he lied to get the U.S. into a war with Iraq. Equally stunning, the poll, which was commissioned by the organization after Downing Street, shows that even among so-called independents, support for impeachment is 50%, and among Republicans, it has reached 29% or more than 1 in 4. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Zogby, a nonpartisan survey organization, polled using the same question and found that 42% of the public are now in favor of impeachment of the president. Less than a month ago, there was a Public Affairs Commission poll and impeachment and found 50% in favor. John Zogby confesses to having been surprised at the latest result, calling the 19% shift in favor of impeachment over 4 months' time remarkable. And much higher than he expected. So, anyway, just a little tidbit of information here. I thought you would like to, I thought you'd like to hear. So, what that really means and whether it does any good is another question. A question to be debated at another time. There's no question. Also, in Fallujah, the U.S. used chemical phosphorus flesh-melting weapons. Again, these are WMDs, I guess you could say, weapons of mass destruction and eradication. But again, it all depends on who's using them, right? How do you like that? All right, back again, God willing, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central. Rick Adams, good night, everyone.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.